I want to take you to the last verse of the book of Daniel. Daniel is this amazing book. It's unique in all the books of the Bible to have two languages. It has 12 chapters. Six of the chapters are in Hebrew. Six of the chapters are in Aramaic. And it's a fun book to translate. It's a fun book to read. And it's got so many different images and visions and cool stories from Daniel in the lion's den to the vision of the Son of Man that comes before the Ancient of Days. But all of this is just overwhelming for poor old Daniel. And at the end of it, the angel says to him, "But you go your way till the end, for you shall rest and stand in your lot at the end of days." Now, Daniel's asked for understanding. He says, I got what you were saying. I heard the words, but I don't understand. And he's been told, no, things are sealed. Don't you worry. As for you, carry on to the end. Okay. Then he says, relax. He says, take a rest. I love that. It's just relax, Daniel. Relax and yet stand. It says to your lot. The word lot is the word goral, which is the word that, you know, if you were going to gamble, you would throw the lots. And that became a word for fate in the Hebrew language. So stand for your fate until the end of days. And I find it an interesting idea. I need to know that God has spoken to me. There's some things I understand. There's some things I still don't understand. I need to speak out what God has spoken, even if I don't understand all of the meaning of it. That's blessings on Daniel for having done that. But then relax. Don't be full of fear. Don't be full of you know, anxiety over it. Relax with the only way you can relax is knowing that God is in charge and that he's revealed to you things he wants you to know. He's given you a peek at what he wants to do, but you're still going to have questions. You're going to have questions. I hear from God every day of my life, and I still have plenty of questions about my own life. Sometimes the word that God gives me about questions I ask is just trust me. And I feel like that's what he's saying to Daniel when he says, take your rest or relax, just trust. But be ready to stand for what's coming. You don't know everything that's going to come, but you need to be ready. It's interesting that God reveals to Joseph, for instance, that he's going to have his brothers, he's going to be raised up and his brothers are going to bow down to him. But neither of the dreams that he has tell him there's going to be a slavery in Egypt or that you're going to be in prison for years. Yet, with great faith, the Lord was with Joseph and he persevered through all those. He was Joseph in the pit. He was Joseph in Potiphar's house. He was Joseph in the prison and he was Joseph in the palace. He remained the same guy. Take your stand for the lot that God has and stand in it to the very end. Be aware that God wants us to be people of consistency. God wants us to be people who take their stand and that we don't turn back. You and I are not called to be people that are double-minded. We're called to be people that have made a strong decision. And out of that, we just don't turn back. We made a decision for Christ. We made a decision to follow in his way. We made a decision to go and obey the callings that he's given us. I'm saying to you, whatever doubt has entered your mind, did I do the right thing? Maybe this wasn't a good idea. Stop, 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 stop. You made the decision based on what you thought God wanted you to do, right? Don't second guess yourself. Relax, rest, and take your stand for whatever comes. When we get married, it says, for better or for worse. It's the same with Christ, for better or for worse. There's a lot of worse that's going on. There's going to be a better. I'm saying to you, don't give up. Don't jump ship. Stay in the course until God leads you anywhere else. Do what God has called you to do. Accept your lot. Accept the destiny that God has for you because it's for a purpose. It's for a purpose. And God's hand on your life is really strong right now. And I'm just going to bless you to continue that in Jesus' name. Are Rapeleng. Lord, in the name of Jesus, what you have placed in people's hearts, confirm so they don't back out, they don't back down, they don't go out, that they stand, ready to receive what you've called them to receive and to do what you called them to do in Jesus' name. Amen.